U.S. police have arrested 17 protesters outside the arena where Republicans are holding their national convention in Cleveland. Police fired pepper spray to disperse the crowd. Authorities say skirmishes broke out as several people burnt U.S. flags. Demonstrators chanted slogans against Republican billionaire Donald Trump. They also condemned Trump's domestic policies. On Tuesday, the GOP nominated Trump as the party's presidential nominee. He is facing mounting criticism over what critics describe as his racist attitude toward Muslims and other minority groups. Well, to discuss that further, and I join Mr. Wilmer Leon, who is a columnist and political scientist, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Washington. Mr. Leon, thanks for joining us. How do you feel about these skirmishes that are taking place today outside the RNC, the burning of U.S. flags?
Well, it's interesting. It's a standard type of protest that organizations get into. The organization, as I understand it, that is responsible for burning the flag is the Revolutionary Communist Party. And they were basically protesting America as an imperial hegemon. I don't think that the protests that have been reported in any way, shape, or form have gotten to the degree or the level that were that the police officials anticipated.
So does that mean that America is coming or learning to live with the reality that Donald Trump is a presidential nominee and that he very likely could win the White House?
Well, we will say that people have understood for a very long time that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican Party nominee. I think we are still quite a ways away from a President Donald Trump.
And of course, then, Mr. Leon, we've had a lot of controversy about what's been happening within the RNC itself, with Melania Trump's speech, of course, and then we've had other speeches as well, those such as Rudy Giuliani.
You mean Michelle Obama's speech that Melania parroted? Is that the speech you're talking about?
Yes, that is. So I'm wondering, with a lot of the hateful rhetoric after her speech to the likes of Rudy Giuliani and others who have spoken as well about Muslims, etc., what does this say about the United States in 2016?
Well, it says that basically what Donald Trump has done is has brought to the surface America in 2016 what America has always been, which is a racist country, and the foundations of the country are based upon racism. And all Donald Trump has really done is played to the racist elements of the country, given them cover and reason to come to the surface. This is nothing new. This isn't happening in a vacuum. This isn't Donald Trump or some new ideology or idea. This is America as America has always been.
Very well, we'll leave it there at that point, Mr. Leon. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.